It's Thursday, August 1st, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Becca, it's August.
Thank you for pointing that out, Christina.
No, I'm just as disappointed as you are.
Usually Antoinette and I whine about
that.
It goes so fast. And once it's the 1st of August, it's time for all these transitions.
Now, I will agree with you there that once you get to August 1st, because school is starting, college students are coming back, football practice, it's still summer, but you can see.
Well, it just, even though it's 95 degrees, it just doesn't feel the same.
My niece leaves for college in 2 weeks. How can she be that grown up?
It won't be long till you see that first school bus, and that really just sorts of. Yeah.
There's a big transition going on at the University of Arkansas, too.
What's that?
The drama faculty has a new department chair.
Michael J.
Michael Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe Andy's retiring. Can't believe we don't get to say Andy Gibbs anymore, because how fun is that? D. Andrew Gibbs. But Michael Rhea already has his agenda laid out for him. First of all, he wants people to know it's easy to get to University Theater.
Yes.
It's easy to park there.
And you can park pretty close.
He says they've measured. And if you park in the big football lot,
right,
the stadium lot, that it's closer to get to University Theater than it is to get to the football stadium or to get to the basketball arena. He wants you to know that. There's also a parking garage right across the street from the theater entrance,
which is very close.
Then he wants you to know that, quote, we are here to serve our students first and foremost, but without an audience, our students are performing for a wall.
No one wants to do that.
So he'd really like to have people come and see the show. To that end, they've added a new season this year.
Okay.
In addition to the main stage season, they have a studio series that starts October 24th. First show's at Nadine Baum Studios. The other three are in Kimple 404. And the main stage season, oh, interesting, starting in October with The Clean House by Sarah Rule, a Pulitzer Prize finalist. November 15th through 24th, She Stoops to Conquer, a play that goes clear back to 1771.
Wow.
That's when it was written?
Yes.
Wow.
And is still really timely. It's about a girl whose suitor wants a lower class woman, so she must stoop to conquer her man.
All right.
In February, Spring Awakening by Stephen Sater.
Mm. Oh.
Wow.
Is that
wow.
Stephen Sater?
Yes.
Okay.
The nice man we met at Mount Sequoia at the new play retreat.
I think he was actually maybe working on that at one of those.
I don't know. I know he was working on Perfect for You, Doll.
But he came more than once.
Yes.
Didn't he come twice? Yeah.
He's got a special place in Michael Rhea's heart because Perfect for You, Doll was the first show Michael designed at the university.
Huh. All right.
So we're hoping he gets to come. Of course, he'll be invited. Then the season wraps up with As You Like It. You should know the author of that show.
William Shakespeare. Yes.
Season tickets are on sale for $50 for adults. And then the studio series is Translations by Brian Friel, Tribes by Nina Rain, the department's undergraduate project, we don't know what that is yet, and an adaptation of Antigone that's directed by an MFA student. It should be really interesting. We'll talk more about that later. Season tickets for the second stage series, $16.
Oh. So about $4 each, or even less.
$9.50
Okay.
For all of them if you're a student.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah.
So get on it, people. Michael wants you to know.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
What are you looking at?